Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tuesday Tips. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm going to be talking about the four pillars of success today. I have built a successful business for the past 26 years. I've actually had multiple businesses during this time, and I have always used these four basic principles and foundations to achieve whatever level of success I want, not only in my business, but in my personal life as well. These four pillars are focus, commitment, consistency, and organization. Today, we're going to focus on the first pillar, which is focus. What does it mean actually to focus, and what is it to focus? Well, in all the work that I've done, the simplest part of that version of focus is doing something, a task or an area or a part of something for a concentrated period of time, giving it your undivided attention. So that's the simplest version of focus, is giving something your undivided attention for a concentrated period of time. So you might decide for the next 15 minutes, this is all I'm going to focus on. Today, we are faced with more distractions than ever before, especially when we have our phones just only steps away from us. And that's why we get distracted, and it will take about 9 to 11 minutes to get back on track of what you were doing. Consequently, many people never complete anything, and they never get projects done in a timely fashion. They're frustrated, and they don't see the results that they want to see. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the difference between men and women in this area of focus. So men have a much easier time of being focused. That means taking one task, giving it their undivided attention, and focusing on it for this period of time. What happens, though, for men is many times it will take a little bit longer than they thought. They don't get distracted. They usually get the job completed, but it may take much longer than they anticipated because they lacked planning. They lacked putting things in place in order to get a particular job or task done. Now, women, on the other hand, they have a very difficult time of really just focusing. Why? Because we like to claim that we're great multitaskers. And women are. And that's because they're always thinking ahead. This doesn't always allow for them to get something finished or completed. They'll have many projects going at the same time. But where women's great power is in the ability to plan. So if women would just sit down, do their great planning ability, and then say, I'm not doing anything else until I get this task completed, or give it my half hour's worth of time today and give it that consistently, whether that's every day, whether that's three times a week, whatever that looks like. And the same thing goes with men if they would do their proper planning. Like the one little example I always just make a joke of, but men will say, okay, Saturday, I'm going to clean the garage from top to bottom. And it will be done, and it will look amazing when it is finished, and it will be completely finished, everything in its own place. But usually they'll have to go to the hardware store three times to get the necessary tools and accessories that they need in order to complete the task. So therein lies that either waste of time or inefficiency. And for women, they'll plan and plan and plan and sometimes not dive into a task that they need, but then they're easily distracted by the many other things that they're doing. And we like to claim that multitasking is our superpower when in reality, It is not. Our ability to plan is our superpower. So if you can start to really hone in on these things and say, okay, I need to focus. And the other thing that is really important to understand and learn about focus is that you will get a result. If you will focus on a particular task and not give up on it, be determined, be dogged about it, you will get the result typically that you're looking for. So I always say to people, it's really important not to give up. It might not work the very first time. You might have to get better at it. And that's the other reason for just diving in and doing, even if it's for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. The more that you do those tasks that maybe you're uncomfortable with, the better you will eventually become with them. And you will actually create some momentum in that so that you will get better each time. You learn from the time you did before, especially in making any kind of sales calls or going live on social media or any of these things that you might be doing to put a particular focus on an area of your business. Now, one of the things I find, though, is this focus works just as well for the negative things in our life as it does as the positive things in our life. And that's why I see too many people get hyper-focused on what isn't working, what isn't going to happen, why it won't make any difference if they do something, how bad a situation is. And if you will continue to focus on that on a daily basis, then you will continue to get that same result. So I also caution people to be very, very specific about what you're focusing on and really pay attention to what are you focusing on. And it goes back to that scarcity mindset versus an abundancy mindset. Are you looking for possibilities or are you always accepting the challenges that come your way? And this is very helpful in this area of focus to make sure that we're focused on the right things. Now, I also teach these 5 D's of success. And once we finish our tips on focus, then we'll kind of dive into these 5 D's as well. But one of the first ones that I talk about is making a decision. Now, the reason I'm sharing this is because in these 5 D's, it's making that decision, which is so incredibly important because that helps you to determine what you're going to be focused on. I always ask people, you know, what do you think these 5 D's of success are? So if you had to name success words that start with the letter D, what do you think they would be? And almost always the first thing that people say is determination, or I hear desire. And those things are important, and we'll get to those as we delve into these other 4 pillars of success because these different D's align with these 4 pillars. But I always say the first D in the whole process is to make a decision. You have to sit down and make clear-cut decisions before you can ever be determined about it, before the desire will ever grow and build and explode inside of you and create that passion and that desire. You have to make a decision. And that decision is, and in fact, what then you begin to put your focus on and you give it your attention, whether that be 2 times a week, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, every day of the week, whatever it is that you are willing to put on that. Focus is also about keeping with something. When I consult with a lot of companies, they will sit down in a marketing meeting and they will say, okay, let's do this sales campaign for the first part of the month. Let's do this for the second part of the month. Let's work on this incentive for the sales reps. Let's work on this for the customer as a customer special. So whatever the case is, they'll come up with all these marketing ideas and a lot of energy and money, thought goes behind these campaigns. And then I see them launch them to either their sales force on their e-commerce site, wherever that may be, and then they just leave it. Like it's going to magically start working all by itself. And I always wonder, why would you put all of that time, energy, money on an idea and then not put any focus on it whatsoever after you've launched it. And I see this time and time again. And I always say you have to keep your focus on it for the entire month. If that's how long that campaign is running, if you really want that campaign to be the success that you really want it to be, then you need to focus on it. And that means encouraging people, seeing where people are along the way, having benchmarks in place, and saying, here's another idea, or here's what you can do, or hey, if you visited our website, go live about it. Do whatever you can to keep that focus on that campaign for the entire month. I like to say you need to throw gas on the fire, because if you really want to create this amazing result, then you have to be willing to keep the focus on that idea or that intention that you have. And that's what I see lacking so often. I sit in these corporate meetings and I'm blown away by the fact that people put so much energy into launching a campaign and then they put very little energy in keeping that campaign alive. And that's where true focus comes in as well. So I hope these are just some helpful tips. Our Tuesday tips are just some quick and easy tips that will help you maybe to manage your business a little bit better, maybe to just food for thought in what could I tweak or what could I do differently in my daily activities. Next Tuesday, we're going to talk about commitment as the second pillar of success. So we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.